KCBO, 1230 AM, W255 DN, Wausau. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. President Trump is raging over a published report claiming he wrote a bawdy birthday note to the late Jeffrey Epstein 20 years ago. CBS's Natalie Brand.
The president is threatening to sue the Wall Street Journal and owner Rupert Murdoch. In a new social media post, he says he even looks forward to getting Murdoch to testify in the lawsuit.
The president's directed the attorney general to request permission from a judge to release a portion of grand jury testimony from the sex offender's trial. President's expected to sign a bill into law clawing back $9 billion in foreign aid and funding for public broadcasting. CBS's Torian Small.
This is headed to the president's desk. They had until today to pass this. They just met that deadline.
Data compiled for the New York Times shows prescription denials by private insurers in the U.S. jumped 25% between 2016 and 23. Experts say coverage requests for new weight loss injectables may have played a part. CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
For Civic Media News, I'm Melissa Kay. Wisconsin grows more cranberries than anywhere else in the U.S., producing over 60% of the nation's supply. Do you know why that is? Central Wisconsin is cranberry country, where once an ancient lake covered the very heart of the state. Mary Brazu Brown of Glacial Lake Cranberries in Wisconsin Rapids showed me the low-lying area on a topographic map.
Here we are right in the middle of the state, but you can see that this area, pretty well defined, was old Glacial Lake, Wisconsin.
The Glacial Lake was about 150 feet deep during the last glacial period. Brazu Brown explained the lake formed when the Wisconsin River was dammed up by rock and rubble near what is now Wisconsin Dells.
As these waters had melted, all of this water was being held back by the Baraboo Range, which, according to their historical marker, is among the oldest visible physical features on Earth.
Wow.
Let that sink in for a minute.
Baraboo quartzite formations date back approximately 1.6 to 1.7 billion years ago, landing the formation in the top five oldest visible features, along with locations in Canada, Australia, and South Africa. Brazu Brown explained how the violent release of this glacial lake not only carved out the dells, but also created the perfect cranberry growing conditions.
But after the lake drained, what was left was this area that very flat, high water table, acid conditions, lots of sand, because it was the bottom of a lake.
In the late 1800s, property owners in the area soon gave up trying to drain a swamp, instead choosing to cultivate the native cranberries they found growing wild.
Now this township is made up of 14 cranberry growers. Most of the marshes are over 100 years old.
Glacial Lake Cranberries continues the practice of sustainable agriculture. This fall will mark the 152nd commercial cranberry harvest on their marshes. I'm Melissa Kay, Civic Media News.
It's the Brewers and the Dodgers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers begin a West Coast trip in L.A. against the Dodgers. Quinn Priester, the 24-year-old right-hander from Glendale Heights, Illinois, will start the first game of the second half of the Brewers season tonight and was asked how he can set the tone heading into the series.
What I hope to do and hope to show through what I'm doing is just 5-6-plus innings. It's my job to put up zeros and keep us in the game and just do the best that I can.
NFL, the Packers training camp begins next Wednesday with practices nearly every morning at 10:30 a.m. Quarterbacks and rookies reporting today, including first-round pick Matthew Golden, on what the Packers can expect from the rookie wide receiver in camp.
No, that's something they can expect out of me as a hard worker. You know, I'm committed to the process, but you know, I'm a dog and I'm a competitor. Each day I'm trying to get better and just perfect my craft. I'm bringing that dog mentality.
That's the Packers' Matthew Golden with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Local news, weather, and sports on air and streaming on the Civic Media app. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. A gorgeous-looking Friday with plenty of sunshine. Great day to be outside with highs in the mid-70s. For tonight, scattered showers and thunderstorms developing mainly after midnight, lows in the lower 60s. A lingering shower or storm Saturday morning, otherwise partly sunny, highs in the upper 70s. Current temperature, 61 degrees.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
We've got Chris from Nina. What's your thought this afternoon, Chris?
Oftentimes you have only one set of viewers that will watch Fox News or watch CNN. What I really actually love and respect from all your viewers is the fact that you tend to have viewers that think on both sides of the aisle. To be open-minded, you need to be willing to listen and learn and possibly change your mind. You don't have to change your mind, but just being willing to listen.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Rational Revolution with Mark Becker.
Joining me this week is my dear friend and Green Bay Public School Board member Laura McCoy to talk about how public education is funded.
Saturdays at 2, Sundays at 1 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio WXCO, home of the Big High School Sports Show.
Good morning and welcome. Welcome to Matinair on Air. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach coming to you live from the lot in Hayward, Wisconsin. You can always join us at 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. We got Calby on the board back at our homestead at Radio Park in Racine, our third and final day of the Matinair on Air and the Todd Alba Show road trip for summer 2025.
And I just want to say thank you to all the people who have stopped by so far.
Just met Steve.
Stopped by. Todd talked to a lovely gentleman before. And
Logan
just,
was here.
Logan. I mean, honestly, it's been this whole time meeting individuals, telling us that they listen to us, that they love what we do, love what the local stations do, the mission of Civic Media. Get in the, you know, we're in the Northwoods. Some would assume it's like, you know, red country, but that's what we're finding. That's not even. We need to step away from that narrative and talk about us as a people. But you do get the good work. You guys are doing good work. And that means the world to us.
It really does.
And so thank you for all of us who are listening, calling, texting, coming by and saying hello. It truly, I'm getting goose pimples talking about it. Because without you, there's no us.
We say it every day. Mm-hmm. Without you, we got nothing.
Yep.
Judy from East Troy just texted in and said, guys, please check out the Northwoods Humane Society's thrift shop on O'Brien Hill Road. They open at 11 right after the show stops. I feel like we're up there with you. Well, thank you, Judy. We will absolutely try and stop by there in between shows. Todd will be broadcasting live here from the lot starting at 2 o'clock this afternoon. And if you can stop by, please do. We got coffee. We got some Kringle. Okay, maybe not the Kringle. The Kringle is getting a little old at this point. But he's got lemon loaf. We have fresh lemon loaf available as well. So we would love to see you. Also, Free Ticket Fridays is underway right now, before I forget. So we are playing for a four-pack of Milwaukee Brewers club-level tickets. These are really nice seats. And this is for the Monday, July 28th game against Chicago. So text in the word via the Civic Media app. Park. P-A-R-K is the word. Send in the word Park via the Civic Media app, P-A-R-K. You have until 11 o'clock, and then you're going to be in the running for those Brewers club-level tickets for Monday, July 28th. Text in the word Park. Tom Hartman will have a new word for you between 11 and 2, and then Todd from 2 to 4, Maggie Dawn, 4 to 6 p.m. All right, we wanted to talk a little bit about this. This broke last night when we were at dinner.
Yeah, and it both broke the news and really, for me personally, broke my heart.
We have a clip, Calvin, I believe, from Stephen Colbert on CBS making this announcement last night. Let's play that clip, please.
Oh, hey, everybody. We got a great show for you tonight. Senator Adam Schiff was my guest. We harmonized on Seven Bridges Road. What a voice. I cried. But before we start the show, I want to let you know something that I found out just last night. Next year will be our last season. The network will be ending The Late Show in May. And yeah, I share your feelings. It's not just the end of our show, but it's the end of The Late Show on CBS. I'm not being replaced. This is all just going away. And I do want to say that the folks at CBS have been great partners. I'm so grateful to the Tiffany Network for giving me this chair and this beautiful theater to call home. And of course, I'm grateful to you, the audience, who have joined us. Every night, in here, out there, all around the world, Mr. and Mrs. America and all the ships at sea. I'm grateful to share the stage with this band, these artists over here every night. And I am extraordinarily, deeply grateful to the 200 people who work here. We get to do this show. We get to do this show for each other, every day, all day. And I've had the pleasure and the responsibility of sharing what we do every day with you in front of this camera for the last 10 years. And let me tell you, it is a fantastic job. I wish somebody else was getting it. And it's a job that I'm looking forward to doing with this usual gang of idiots for another 10 months. It's going to be fun.
Yeah.
Y'all ready?
We're going to lock in.
Y'all ready?
Let's go.
Y'all ready?
Stephen Colbert from last night making the announcement that the show is being canceled, and he will be off the air within the next 10 months. CBS is owned by Paramount.
Yes, it is.
And CBS claims that the show's cancellation is purely a financial decision. A lot of critics pointed to recent comments made by Stephen Colbert. He gets very political, and he has always kind of, you know, his opening monologue. He takes shots. They're comics. That's what they do. But many critics have pointed to recent comments by Colbert as being the likely reason for this decision. He got under Donald Trump's skin. Right?
He has been one of the most vocal critics of Donald Trump for the past, I would say, since he rode down that escalator in 2015. And he's not the only one. There are a bevy of other... commentators, comedians, by the way, not news people.
Comedians. Yes. Important
doing
distinction
their job,
there.
Doing, and by the way, I'm going to do my best to not get angry, and I will stay FCC compliant, I guarantee you. But this is coming from, and do not come at me with financial. It was a tentpole show on their network. It's The Late Show. He made money for them. They made money in streaming numbers. They made money on hits on YouTube. And what this is the exact opposite of what he and his ilk have been talking about for years, which is make comedy legal again. Take a joke. Don't be so sensitive. You snowflakes. All that garbage. That's what this is, because our president cannot take criticism from comedians. Like I said, not from Jake Tapper, not from Brian Williams, not from anyone on MSNBC or from any other network, even from the Fox News,
right,
by the way, who criticizes him, but from comedians. In order to make this deal happen with Paramount, they had to cancel him. That is what I'm led to believe, and that is what I believe.
Well, and I think that's one of the reasons why people are very concerned about this, because this is network capitulation. This is the network. Paramount wants to make a deal.
Mm-hmm.
They have a big merger that
yes.
they want to go through,
yes.
and this has to be approved by the FCC.
Yes.
Gee, whose umbrella does the FCC fall under now? That would be the Trump administration.
Correct.
So in order for this merger to go through that Paramount wants, they are doing what the president wants.
Yes.
Is this how we want life to be going forward from now on that anytime Donald Trump isn't amused by something or is irritated by something or has his fifis hurt over something, that it just gets canceled and we're going to program now for one person?
Well, honestly, Jane, this is not... CBS paid out $16 million to basically make a case go away over
nothing.
60 minutes that was nothing
over
with regard
nothing.
To an interview with Kamala Harris. Also, do you know who else Paramount owns? Comedy Central. And you know who else is on Comedy Central? The Daily Show. Are they next? What else is next? Because I don't know about you, but I thought that we did live in a free country. And now the president can tell it's a private company, but they are on our public airwaves. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System. This isn't some new network. This is a pillar of television and media, and they've told them to stop. And this is because they want to get bigger, they want to make more money, they got to give their shareholders something. They're doing this. And so a question I have is, what's next? Who's next? And is this the country we want to live in? And by the way, to all you folks who I'm sure sitting back saying, ha, 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 that's right. Guess what? Your favorite guy, your favorite news network may be next because they're going to say something down the road that's going to anger the president of the United States of America, and he is going to point his finger at you and say, you're gone.
You got to go.
This is disgusting. This is hypocritical. And it makes me so mad because this is a place where I live in this industry of comedy. Felipe Torres Medina was on our show last week. He is a former writer for this show. And I've been watching his social media and he's heartbroken by it. And I am angry by it. And I'm heartbroken because there are people out there who are using their voice to bring light and comedy to important matters, and that's the way a lot of people digest their news.
Yes.
So when we take away those matters, when we take away those abilities and those avenues, it makes it harder to criticize power, and that's what he wants.
And that's what we need. You have to have organizations and groups and institutions that will speak truth to power. Mm-hmm. That's what journalism is for.
Yep.
That's what journalism's mission is.
Yes.
To not let the powerful just be able to steamroll over everything and point out when they are misbehaving. And as for what you said about the economic reasons, CBS claiming that this is because of financial considerations. Mediaite has an article that says the flagship late night program was the most watched show in its time slot for years.
Yes.
For years.
It makes it lots of money. And Stephen Colbert is not, I mean, I don't know him personally. But I will guarantee that in order to keep his show on the air, to keep that voice out there to keep those people employed too, by the way.
200 people
are gonna be out of a job in 10 months.
Yep.
He would have made concessions. When you need to cut money, you don't just cancel it. You say, all right, where can we cut back?
Where can we slice?
Perfect example. Seth Meyers late show. His late night show. They cut the band to save money. There are cost-saving measures to get there, but you don't just cut it outright. This is not about finances. This is not about budgetary line items. This is about the fact that the president of the United States was tired of a guy making fun of him, telling the truth, and all I have to say, and I probably will say a lot more later, but whatever. CBS, you gave Stephen Colbert 10 more months. I would strap in because he is not going to make it an easy 10 months for you or the president of the United States of America. So that's all I'll say to that.
PJ on the live stream says Trump is threatening Kimmel next.
Yep.
Please don't think this is going to stop here.
No.
Because it's not.
No.
And that's why we need to be aware of this and just know what's happening.
Yep.
Know what's coming down the pike.
This is nowhere near over.
No, it's not over, and it's not a good sign.
No, it's not.
Either. We are going to lighten things up now for the rest of the show. We are up here on the road, our second summer road trip.
That's right.
In a row. Matt and Air on Air, on the road with the Todd Alba Show, coming to you live from The Lot in downtown Hayward. If you're in the area, stop by and say hello, and then Todd's going to be back with his show from 2 to 4 this afternoon. We got a little audio sorbet coming up. Of course, we will wrap up the show as we always do with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Today it is the Kiss Me, Baby, This Is the Last Time edition. Stay close. Whoa. You are listening to Matt Nair on Air, coming to you across the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll be right back.
Falls Radio, WXCO.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. In a chaotic and somewhat discombobulating end to the process, Wisconsin lawmakers passed a state budget and Governor Tony Evers signed it into law at about 1:30 a.m. on July 3rd. What made this budget different from the others signed in this era of divided government is that Democratic votes were needed to pass the budget in the state Senate. Part of the reason that was made possible is because of new, fairer maps. Last November, Senate Democrats flipped four seats, shrinking the Republican majority to just an 18-15 margin. Now, candidates are already lining up to take this the rest of the way and flip the chamber. Democrat Jenna Jacobson, who currently serves in the Assembly, is now running for Senate, challenging Republican Howard Markline in the 17th District. If Democrats can flip that district and one more seat, they could control the state Senate for the first time in more than 15 years. That would be a big deal for state politics in Wisconsin.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area. Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Folks just deserve a little bit better than the usual promises that they're getting. But our members of Congress, two of them from here in Wisconsin, recently signed a letter to Canada and said, Canada, you're on fire. You need to do something about this, which is really not necessarily the best course of action when your neighbor's house is burning down is to send a letter complaining about the smoke.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Snakes, zombies, public speaking, the list of fears is endless. But the real danger is in your hand when you're behind the wheel. Distracted driving is what's really scary and even deadly. Eyes forward, don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Come work with us. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
Well, I walk along the river with my new sweet saw, with a file in the pocket of my old Mackinaw. I'm heading for the woods each morning at the break of day.
Good morning and welcome. Welcome back to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair and Greg Buck coming to you live from the lot in downtown Hayward, Wisconsin. Our third and final day of our road trip across the state along with the Todd Alba Show. Thank you so very much for joining us. We got Sweet Cal B back at Radio Park in Racine running the board for us, and love to see your texts coming in. We did have a couple comments I wanted to share before we move things along. Greg, we had Sue from Franklin. We were talking about the end of the Colbert Show, and CBS claiming this is for financial reasons, which is all a bunch of hooey.
It's hooey.
It's officially hooey. Sue from Franklin said ABC settled too.
Yep.
When Trump got mad at George Stephanopoulos, yes, that's accurate. And Roger from Stevens Point also texting in, the money that Trump got from settling with CBS is nothing less than extortion.
Yeah.
Appreciate those comments, and I would say that I agree with you.
Well, and I was going to also say, too, it's like, it's you know, who's next? It's John Oliver, it's HBO, Warner, but like, it's next.
They're not the end.
No.
Of these kinds of things happening, and that should concern all of us.
Yeah, agreed.
Seriously, all of us and our ability, like we love to say, we're free in America, we have free speech. Keep an eye on that. little bit. Yeah. We do have our statewide text to win. Free Ticket Fridays contest is underway right now. So grab your phone and open up the Civic Media app and text in the word PARK, P-A-R-K. Text in the word PARK. You have until 11 o'clock, and then you're going to be in the running for a four-pack of Milwaukee Brewers club-level tickets. The tickets are for the Monday, July 28th game against Chicago. So you got till 11 o'clock via the Civic Media app. Text in the word PARK. P-A-R-K. Tom Hartman will have a different word for you from 11 to 2. Todd, then, when he takes the stage here in Hayward between 2 and 4. And Maggie Dawn from 4 to 6 p.m. The word right now, though, is PARK. P-A-R-K. We're joined again by our colleague here at WBZH. Mark Lundeen is by my side. And not only are the Lumberjack World Championships going on here in Hayward this weekend, but a big powwow is getting underway as well today.
Yeah, Honor the Earth powwow. It's actually called Honor the Earth powwow and homecoming, because a lot of the natives that are from the Lakota Ray Reservation don't live on the reservation. They're out in different areas, mostly some in Chicago, some up in up by Red Lake, or sorry, not Red Lake, but Bad River. Because there's other tribes in the area, and they're all very interrelated. And so it's a great time for the community to get together. And I've been a part of this community as a non-native for the past 7 years because of my work at the radio station that they had there. So I've become very familiar with them. They've, you know, it took them a while to say, this guy's kind of weird, wearing tropical shirts all the time.
Whatever your thing is, okay.
Well, you know, it took him a few years. But, you know, I got to know the elders, and it was really fun to get to know them better. I learned about their ceremonies and some of their things that they do. And the powwow is a culmination of all of these things that they bring together. And it's just an amazing cultural experience. And I suggest to anyone to go to a powwow. They're very open to non-natives coming. Mm-hmm. Because they want you to learn about their community and their culture, because there's so many misunderstandings about it. So that's what I like about these larger powwows. It's just a great opportunity. Tonight, the grand entry starts at 7 o'clock, and the grand entries are just amazing.
It's with all of the fabulous
the
costumes and
in.
The dancers, yes.
And it's just a big to-do. They bring in their flags, and you know the veterans are recognized, and a lot of the different community leaders and elders are recognized, and it's just so cute to see what they do. And all of the regalia, we call them costumes, but they call it regalia.
Yes.
It's a very spiritual dressing for them.
But I mean, powwow in and of itself is a very spiritual thing, and a very sacred thing from what I understand.
Yes, yeah. All their regalia is handmade by that person. And it has a very deep spiritual meaning for them. So a lot of times people will say, well, you know, ask permission if you're going to take a picture of somebody in their regalia. They don't want you touching it because it's very sacred.
Yeah. Sure.
So the powwow really lasts 3 days. Actually started on Tuesday with a couple of ceremonies, a feast, and then they had some pageants last night. But again, the grand entry tonight, and then tomorrow is a big day. I'm going to be there tomorrow. I used to run the sound for the powwow. I was there for 5 years running the sound. And for whatever reason, I said, I can't do it next year. And then all of a sudden, I got this job at Civic Media. And it's like, now I know why I left that. But I miss seeing the people and being down there. So I'm going to be there on Saturday. They have two grand entries on Saturday, one at 12 noon and then the other one at 7 o'clock as well. So
wonderful. We're going to include a link to all of the activities. We will include this in our show notes.
Yes.
If you're in the area and you would like to attend, and I would think, too, that so many of the ideas that we have about Native culture come from stereotypes.
Oh, yeah.
From black and white movies and black and white TV series, right? Yeah. And that's our base of knowledge, which isn't really a good starting base. If you would actually like to learn and find out about this, like you said, they're very welcoming. I'm sure they would love to explain it
and
people understand why this isn't such an important part of their culture.
Yeah.
You're also going to be looking at the website right now. It's also going to be, there's crafts, there's going to be wonderful food.
There's vendors all over the place.
It's a total experience. So yeah, I will put that in the show notes for the this hour's episode, and you can check it out if you're in the area. Yeah.
Listen to Mark Lundeen on WBZH, our civic media sister station here in Hayward, Wisconsin. We got news coming up next, and then a little audio sorbet. We'll wrap it all up with "This Shouldn't Be a Thing." Stay close. You're listening to Matt and Air on Air, coming to you across the vast, statewide, countrywide. Pick us up on the app all around the world, the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is Bull Falls Radio, WXCO. As Wisconsin has summer weekends being spent on the lake, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
For WXCO News, I'm Melissa Kay. Statewide protests took place yesterday on a national day of action called Good Trouble Lives On. Congressman and civil rights leader John Lewis coined the term good trouble or necessary trouble, saying Rosa Parks inspired him and others to nonviolent activism in opposition to civil rights violations. One attendee at the protest in Wisconsin Rapids said John Lewis's actions are inspiration for what people need to do now.
I was very inspired by John Lewis, his story, how he kept getting back up. Was beaten pretty badly a number of times, and the stamina and the determination are just inspiring, and now it's time we do it.
Blake Olison spoke about how encouraging it was to see the turnout at this protest, considering the demographics in the area.
So I was really glad to see so many people come out and speak up against the human rights violations of the Trump administration and make some good trouble, as John Lewis would have called it. We had about 100 people come out today, which is phenomenal for a town of 18,000 that usually runs pretty red. So I was really excited to be here and be with people with like minds.
According to the organization's website, around 40 protests took place in Wisconsin on the fifth anniversary of the death of Congressman John Lewis. The website goodtroubleliveson.org stated, "Trump is trying to divide us, but we know the power of coming together." The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is sharing some safe camping tips with residents in case of severe weather. DNR officials say the state parks and wildlife areas don't have the staff necessary to communicate critical weather information with thousands of campers. They recommend bringing a weather radio in case you're in an area with poor cell service, and be sure to let someone know where you're going and when you plan to return. I'm Melissa Kay for WXCO News.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Did you know Madonna and Gwyneth Paltrow were friends? Me either. Did you know they were no longer friends? I didn't either. Until now, thanks to People magazine, which published an excerpt from Gwynnie P's new memoir called Gwyneth, The Biography. I wonder if the actual book is as much of a snooze as that title. Apparently, the breaking point in their friendship was when Madonna crashed the Oscar-winning actress's vacay unannounced with her children and at one point started yelling at them. Paltrow's husband at the time, Coldplay frontman Chris Martin, had had enough, and so had Paltrow, who admitted she can ice people out and harbor revenge, adding that her and Madge's friendship had become toxic, possibly similar to the toxicity found in her crotch-based aroma products from her company Goop. It's true. Paltrow says the two became friends when they both realized they liked to sound British sometimes. I might have made that part up, but it's true. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
As Wisconsin has summer weekends being spent on the lake, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. A gorgeous-looking Friday with plenty of sunshine. Great day to be outside with highs in the mid-70s. For tonight, scattered showers and thunderstorms developing mainly after midnight, lows in the lower 60s. A lingering shower or storm Saturday morning, otherwise partly sunny, highs in the upper 70s. Current temperature, 63.
Join 98.9 WXCO in helping the local cancer support charity Extra Innings this Saturday. It's I Screen for the Cure Cancer Fundraiser at JoJo's Jungle in Wausau. There'll be lots of fun for kids and the entire family, including ice cream, grilled food, face painting, music, and more. It's at JoJo's Jungle, 4200 Stettine Drive in Wausau. I Scream for the Cure Cancer Fundraiser with extra innings, supporting Central Wisconsin families who are battling cancer. To find out more, go to Extra Innings website at extrainnings-wi.com. That's extrainnings-wi.com. And then we'll see you Saturday from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. for Ice Cream for the Cure Cancer Fundraiser at JoJo's Jungle, 4200 Stettine Drive in Wausau. Brought to you by Extra Innings, Bear, Mosquito Authority, and 98.9 WXCO.
Maggie Dawn.
At 5 o'clock, I review the record on the conspiracy theories in Pizzagate from QAnon and MAGA and reveal Donald Trump's deep hypocrisy in this moment about pedophile Jeffrey Epstein. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
Almost heaven, West Virginia. Blue Ridge Mountains, Shenandoah River.
Good morning. Welcome back to Matinee on Air. Jane Matinee, Greg Bach, Todd Alba coming to you live from the lot here in Hayward, Wisconsin. You can always join us, call or text at 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Thanks to Caliente for holding things down at Radio Park in Racine on the board. And our statewide Text to Win Free Ticket Friday contest is underway. So if you haven't yet, grab your phone, open up the Civic Media app, and text in the word PARK, P-A-R-K. You can't play Greg Bach. Put the phone down. The word is PARK. You have until 11 o'clock to text that in via the Civic Media app, and you're in the running for a pack of Milwaukee Brewers club-level tickets to see the crew on Monday, July 28th, as they host Chicago. So text in the word PARK, P-A-R-K, just like William in Oshkosh and Adam in Oregon and Roger in Stevens Point and so many more. There will be a new word for you between with Tom Hartman, 11 to 2, and then Todd, 2 to 4, and Maggie Dawn from 4 to 6 p.m. This is our audio sorbet portion of the program where we just lighten things up and talk about things away from politics and away from the news so we can all take a little bit of a breath. And we thought we'd just do a little two-day, well, it's day three. I can't believe it's the end already.
I know, right?
It's gone really fast.
It really has. And honestly, like, this has been, this is your second trip. This is my first trip with the both of you. And I want to start off with a thank you for allowing me to be a part of this because, you know, this has been, it is work, but it's not in a sense.
It's not work.
You're getting on the road. You're seeing some of the most gorgeous land on earth, kicking back, having a great time with two, not just colleagues and coworkers, but friends, singing songs loudly, having a great boat ride. I mean, it's just for me been not only an eye-opening experience in the industry of radio, because this is, you guys have been doing this for years, traveling, going to meeting people out there. This is my first time doing that. So it's been a wonderful experience, and I want to just thank the both of you for allowing me to be part of it. So thank you.
Well, you are you're a big part of the show, dude.
You're welcome, but thank you for coming. Thank you. I mean, it means a lot to me to do this with other people in the company. And when, like you guys were saying earlier, having people stop by, say hello, say, hey, we listen to you, and then to go out of their way to drive to us to say that to our face.
Yeah. It means so much. Yeah. It's hard to overstate what that means to us when Logan came out and Steve came out and a couple other folks came by and said, you know, you guys are doing good work. And it really, really means so much to us. So thank you really for taking the time to stop by and carve some time out of your day. There are so many favorite things already that I'm thinking about, and I started taking notes last night before I fell asleep. But we got to see an atomic bomb being moved.
A diffused one.
Yes, it was not a live atomic bomb, but that happened when we were in Oshkosh at the EAA Museum, and I didn't even know that was a thing on my bucket list. And who knew it was? And I got to see it.
I mean, everything we've done so far has just, I mean, the EAA Museum was, we were just in one small part of it, too.
It's so wonderful.
It was the emotion I felt standing in that giant room with all of these planes and a tiny Millennium Falcon. Go there to find out what it's about. But that alone, I mean, even if we would have come home right after that, I would have said, that was a fun, worth it trip. I had a really good time. And then we go, then we get on the road and we drive to Butternut and we meet Kelly and we meet Meredith
and Maxine.
Maxine and we meet Darla Big G. We meet Gray and we meet the great people. And
Rachel.
Yes, Rachel at WCQM. I mean, that is was wonderful. And then here we're in this beautiful space. We're meeting great people. I don't know. I just, every day had its own best of. And I'm so happy we still have the whole day here yet, and we're going to have a fun night this evening. And I am also looking forward to sleeping in a little bit tomorrow.
We had to hit the road a little bit early the last couple of days just to get set up, but it's all been good. Yeah, like you said, absolutely. It's work, but it's really, is it really work? Not so much.
I mean, I think for me, just A, hanging out with you guys, B, I'm just reminded, I'm no Jay Matt going all over Europe, but I've traveled the U.S., you know, quite a bit. I'm never disappointed to come home to Wisconsin. Mm. And when you travel across the state, you realize the different geography and topography and just what a beautiful state that we have. And then probably the top thing for me is just listening to people. You know, especially when we talk, it's a lot more fun for me just to listen and hear what people say back. Yep. I think that was it Kelly, the owner of the art studio?
Kelly, yes.
I mean, when
Fanatical
was,
Fish Gallery was it was fabulous.
When she came on with you guys yesterday, and you know, my friend Trigvi Olsen, who was a big deal before he left the Republican Party and still does a lot of polling. You know, he has a huge Rolodex, but he says it so plainly. It really isn't about. I know this is a later segment, but. It's not about the focus groups and the polling and all the political scientist data. Just go out and meet people. Because what she said yesterday, Kelly, when she said in Butternut, when somebody is sick, when somebody has passed away, when someone is in hard times, you don't, quote, you don't ask stupid questions like why or what happened, unquote.
Right.
She said you just, have a casserole in one hand and a wad of cash in the other and say, how can I help?
Right.
And that is it in a nutshell. That is what the best people in Wisconsin, and we found them all over the
state. Absolutely.
That's what it's all about.
And another thing that she said as well, and we found out when we had lunch with Darla and Big G, in these areas, they don't want to hear from too far left. They don't want to hear from too far right. They want to come together and have a conversation and talk about solutions to common problems that affect all of us, whether you live in Milwaukee, Madison, New York City, Butternut, or someplace in California I've never heard of that isn't Los Angeles. They're about coming together and making having conversations and coming up with solutions as a team, not as one versus the other. And that is something that we can get caught up in with a 24-hour news cycle of red team versus blue team, right versus left. And at the end of the day, a farmer down the road who I don't care who voted for needs help. I want our people in power to help that person. I want them to suffer. I want them to get the resources they need to succeed. And that is what they're interested here in these areas we've seen so far.
Yeah. I go back to now the late Bob Uecker, Lane Grindle, one of the guys who took over the broadcast.
Right.
For the Brewers Network, which, of course, you can hear now live, or not live, but here in the Hayward, WBZH is our newest Brewers affiliate.
Got the games.
That's called a plug.
Exactly. But I know when Lane Grindle wrote a great piece after Uecker died, and he said one of the biggest things Uecker taught him was he said they were doing a game early on, and Grindle was kind of looking at all the stat sheets, and Uecker just goes, hey, he goes, the game's out there.
Yeah.
Don't! It's the brat seller over there making faces. It's the guy is goofing around. He goes, the game's out there, and I think that at least me as a host, I think too often it's what's on my Twitter feed?
Yes.
What's the latest poll? No, it's out here.
Yep.
Just get out in Wisconsin and listen to people. That'll tell you everything you need to know about what we do every day.
Well, and as you said too. We have heard the most interesting stories from the people that we have met. And I know that you've talked about this on your show. All of us have a story. Mm-hmm. All of us have an origin story. All of us have, and it's been just so fascinating you know, where were you born? What brought you here? What do you do now? What challenges? When we talked to Lena, yeah, which is where we're staying, we stayed last night and we're staying tonight. Lena's Northern Pines Resort. Great place. In Butternut. And just the day she had yesterday, one of their tenants lost their dog and the dog ended up in the culvert. It was a whole, but that's a, we all have those stories. And those are the things, that's the connective tissue.
Yeah, absolutely. And now, and the ending of that story was they came to help.
Yes.
They came to help. And they had to call a guy who called another guy who came in and did the thing. And you know, when we look at these spaces, it's easy for people from the cities to say, why would you live here?
How can you live here?
It's so far away. There's X, Y, and Z, the reasons not to. But when you talk to them, they're like, why wouldn't I live? I've lived here my whole life. It's where my family and friends are. It's where I live. I love this space. And that is something I've talked about many times. And I'm not going to give you my origin story, but I'll give you my origin story for Civic Media. You know, I was asked to come on a show and talk once a week to be fun. And then it turned into a job, a full-time job. And then I am lucky to do this. And one of the most important aspects of this job for me is I have learned to have such a love and deep respect and pride for Wisconsin, being from here my entire life. And it's only deepened by coming to these areas and meeting the Wisconsinites who I would never have probably met had it not been for this job. And so it makes me even more proud to be from here and to speak vocally for who we are as a group and what we need from the rest of the country, because it's easy to look at us as flyover state.
Yeah.
Midwest, yokel, farmers, cheese, beer. I mean,
we are all those things.
Most of those things are true.
But so much more.
Exactly.
But so much more.
Absolutely. It's just a lot of fun. I mean, people also just great dessert. Like you said, Alina's Northern Pine.
The cheesecake.
The cheesecake. I mean, we have, I'll speak for all of us. No one has lost weight this week.
Tragically, no.
No.
Yes, that has not. No, that has not.
If
happened.
Anybody here in Hayward has some heartburn pills, I'd love them. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, I was doing so well. And then I'm like, that Reuben looks really tasty. And, you know, then that's the thing, too, is that it's just really, it's been fun.
It has. It's been a ball. And again, the opportunity to meet folks and talk to folks and have longer conversations with folks. And this is something that I used to joke about when we did the Waukesha Farmers Market, because of the nature of our business, we have to work within certain time restraints. Mm-hmm. And you can't always have these 20-minute conversations on the air. It simply doesn't work. So it's been really a nice opportunity to have 20, 30, 40-minute chats with folks where, you know, again, who are you? Tell me a little bit about you. Maxine, yesterday, the historian in Butternut, taught at my elementary school when I was going to school there.
That's amazing.
But she taught fourth grade, and I only went to Washington for kindergarten and first grade. But I'm almost, we talked about it yesterday. I'm almost positive she was there when I was there.
Wow.
And that's a Wisconsin story right there. The way you just told it, like, I went there when she taught. We didn't have a class together, but, you know, I mean, those are the uniquely Wisconsin. And I guarantee you they're not unique to Wisconsin. They're unique everywhere in the world. But there's something about listening to people from Wisconsin tell their stories. And I am so grateful that I got to be a part of it. And I want to thank the two of you. And everybody
who helped make this
possible.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. There's a lot of things.
It's a village.
It is a village. There's all kinds of things that go on behind the scenes. It's not just the three of us that are making this happen, not by a long shot. So we all echo what Greg said. Thank you to everybody at Civic who has made this happen. All right, we got one more segment to go here on Matt and Air on Air. This shouldn't be a thing. Kiss me, baby. This is going to be the last time edition. Don't go away.
What?
This is the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll be right back.
To the place I belong, West Virginia, Mountain Mama, take me home. Country roads, take me home. To the place. Yes.
reach, engage, grow with Civic Media. Log on civicmedia.us/advertise.
At Hazelden Betty Ford, treating mental health isn't just about breaking old patterns. It's about braving new ones. As the leader in alcohol and drug treatment for 75 years, we know caring for addiction, anxiety, depression, and trauma goes hand in hand. We're here for you with new tools when life breaks down. Discover your path to better mental health at hazeldenbettyford.org/Wisconsin. Sponsored by Hazelden Betty Ford Foundation.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. The Wisconsin Elections Commission issued a highly critical report of the City of Madison's former clerk after investigating how 193 mail-in ballots were left uncounted after the 2024 general election. The clerk was suspended by the city, then subsequently resigned. November 12th, a staff member alerted City Clerk Mary Beth Witzel Bell that a sealed ballot courier bag had been found, but Witzel Bell allegedly gave the staff no instructions to open or otherwise investigate, did not alert state or county officials, and went on vacation the next day. Just before Thanksgiving, unaware that an unopened bag had been found, an elections inspector reported a discrepancy in wards 56 and 65. December 2nd, inspectors found another unopened courier bag containing 125 uncounted ballots. The 400-page report found several leadership and procedural failures. It concluded, quote, rather than acknowledge these significant errors, the city clerk and her staff either ignored the issue or willfully refused to inform the necessary parties and seek assistance. These actions resulted in nearly 200 lawful voters' votes going uncounted, an unconscionable result, unquote. The report orders the City of Madison to complete several procedural reforms before the next statewide election in February 2026. We've linked to the full report at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
We've got Chris from Nina. What's your thought this afternoon, Chris?
Oftentimes you have only one set of viewers that will watch Fox News or watch CNN. What I really actually love and respect from all your viewers is the fact that you tend to have viewers that think on both sides of the aisle. To be open-minded, you need to be willing to listen and learn and possibly change your mind. You don't have to change your mind, but just being willing to listen.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
Mommy, can I sit in the front seat just this one time? Please, please, please.
No, not yet.
But why?
Because I love you, and you're just not ready yet. Now, get in the back so I can get you in your car seat, please.
Putting your kids in the right seat for their age and size is an act of love. Check that your kids are in the right seat at NHTSA.gov/the right seat. Love protects. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Connecting audiences, powering brands. This is Civic Media. Learn more at civicmedia.us/advertise.
Good morning and welcome back to Matt Mayer on Air, Jane Matt Mayer, Greg Bach, Todd Alva, coming to you live from the lot here in downtown Hayward, Wisconsin, where you can join us, call or text at 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Don't forget, you got about 7 minutes or so to text in the word PARK, P-A-R-K, for our free Ticket Friday contest. Text in the word PARK via the Civic Media app, and you are in the running for a four-pack of Milwaukee Brewers club-level seats for Monday, July 28th, as the crew hosts Chicago. Text in the word PARK, P-A-R-K. You'll have another chance during Tom Hartman, 11 to 2. The fabulous Todd Alba from 2 to 4.
I got a quill. I'm not sure about that, but thank you. I got a quick question. Now, here's what happened. The big text win contest. Mm-hmm. You guys whipped my rear end, and then they retired your text win jersey, Jay. They put
did.
Up on the rafters at Civic Media, and then they put me up against Tom Hartman, who comes on. He sings some AI songs and sells calls crypto, and then we come on, and then and we beat. He came in like fifth. He came in fifth,
doing us proud.
And so now I'm wondering, are they going to put you back against me again? And are you guys going to once again take it to us?
So are you asking us if we're coming out of retirement?
That's what I'm asking. Are they going to unretire the jersey?
Well, unless they give us the number 45, that's a Bulls joke from way long ago. Sorry, folks. Deep sports reference. I don't know. We might. I mean, it might have to have the people.
Well, the people will decide.
Yeah, it's up to us.
People. We are people. People.
I mean, and we did handily beat you that last time.
100%.
So if
Sorry,
my,
I just wondered.
I may just want to sit on that victory for the rest of my life.
I was going to say, you know? For the record, like, we didn't bring this up. Todd did.
Todd brought this up. It's pretty much his fault. Yes.
Me and Colbert retiring in 26.
All right, it's 10:54. It's getting late, Calvin. That means it's time for...
This shouldn't be a thing.
As always, if you have a thing you think should not be, send it in to Greg and me at janesays@civicmedia.us, JaneSays, janesays@civicmedia.us. This is from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Greta Cross with the byline. The headline reads, Chipotle brings back viral avocado-inspired lip stain. Here's how to buy it. Chipotle has collaborated with cosmetics brand Wonder Skin for the second year ever. There's a photo. There's a photo of this lip stain. It's green.
But it changes colors.
It's green.
At first.
But it tastes like avocado.
You apply it, and it's a lip stain, not a stick. It's a lip stain, and it dries green. But my understanding is that when you wet it, or you, I don't know what you do to it, and then it turns a deep red.
He knows more about this than I do. I find this very disturbing.
We were having Todd on for a fun thing. I didn't realize we were getting a rep from the company.
The metallic avocado-inspired lip stain goes on green.
Yep.
And then is meant to be wiped off to reveal a budge-proof, smudge-proof, eat-proof rose color underneath. The lip stain is available exclusively on the Wonder Skin website. It started on sale last week, July 15th. Chipotle and Wonder Skin first launched Lipotle.
Oh, I hate everything right now. There's nothing I don't hate more than this.
Simply reading the article.
Diesel fitter.
They launched Lipotle in July of 2024 for National Avocado Day. The lip stain was Wonder Skin's fastest to ever sell out. The company got more than 10,000 emails and comments requesting that they restock it.
I think it's very, very interesting.
It's really ugly. It's like if we were all Elphaba from Wicked,
yes,
that is the lipstick we would wear.
Okay, there it is, folks. That's what I knew was going to happen right now. This whole charade, this whole trip was to make one Wicked joke. I swear to the Lord above, that's what you were, because we listened to Wicked on our way up here, which was my first time listening to it.
It's a great soundtrack.
It is wonderful. Yeah. It is very, very good.
And then your pick.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry about that one. Jesus Christ Superstar gets mighty dark towards the middle of it. But
we're in the lodge last night, and Greg's reflecting, and he said, I'm kind of sorry about that because the second half really is dark. I'm like, oh, that's kind of the story of Christ.
If you know this story, it's
I know, but still, like, you're like, what's the tell me, what's your like? Oh, and then you're like, oh, no, there's a song with a whip in it. We should turn this off.
So tomorrow when we head home, we are listening. This is my pick this time. It's Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat.
Fantastic.
Yes.
With Donny Osmond?
I saw it with Donny Osmond live.
Gosh, I'm eternally jealous.
You should be. It was fantastic. All right.
Is Marie going to hawk this stuff from Chipotle?
No. Lipotle.
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 I hate that I didn't come up with that.
Buy it now before it runs out. It's available for $29. You're being robbed.
Wait, what?
$29. You can get it exclusively on the Wonder Skin website. National Avocado Day, by the way. is Thursday, July 31st. So stock up now.
Smear some good avocado.
I love me too. Yeah, open it up and just eat it like.
And smear it on your mouth, and that'll save you $29. That wraps up today's episode of
This Shouldn't Be a Thing.
Thank you so much to everyone. Big G, Darla, Todd Michaels, Todd Alba, Greg Bach, and Calvin, and everybody behind the scenes. If we didn't thank you, I apologize. It's on me.
Yeah.
We couldn't have done this without you, and it has been fabulous. And thank you most of all, most definitely, for calling and for texting and for listening. It means the world. I hope you find some joy over the weekend, and you have the chance to share it. News is coming up next, right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. I'll see you Monday.
Listening to Bull Falls Radio, WXCO 1230 AM, W255 DN Wausau, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
For Civic Media News, I'm Melissa Kay. Wisconsin grows more cranberries than anywhere else in the U.S., producing over 60% of the nation's supply. Do you know why that is? Central Wisconsin is cranberry country, where once an ancient lake covered the very heart of the state. Mary Brazu Brown of Glacial Lake Cranberries in Wisconsin Rapids showed me the low-lying area on a topographic map.
Here we are right in the middle of the state, but you can see that this area, pretty well defined, was old Glacial Lake, Wisconsin.
The Glacial Lake was about 150 feet deep during the last glacial period. Brazu Brown explained the lake formed when the Wisconsin River was dammed up by rock and rubble near what is now Wisconsin Dells.
As these waters had melted, all of this water was being held back by the Baraboo Range, which, according to their historical marker, is among the oldest visible.